This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. These have been a challenging couple of years for teachers. Yes, because of the pandemic, of course. Also, though, because the teacher's salary just doesn't go as far as it used to. Now, nobody's does. That's true. Inflation, we have talked about that. But a report this week from the National Education Association, the big teachers union, points out that being an educator comes with all sorts of extra costs, as Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports.
As an instructional assistant for math classes at Susquehannock High School in Glen Rock, Pennsylvania, Terry Hebel makes just under $15 an hour.
It's a little hard to stomach sometimes when basically what we have are students that are making more money at their job than we're getting.
Hebel says some high school students work at a local convenience store that pays $19 an hour. She's been full-time in her job for 6 years and uses her own money to stock the classroom with pretzels and Rice Krispie treats so that kids can focus on their geometry problems.
So that when kids are hungry, we are, you know, if they want water, here's a bottle of water. We're giving them water. We're giving them snacks.
The cost of those snacks has gone up significantly over the course of the past year. But Hebel's hourly wage hasn't caught up. It's set by a union contract that's negotiated every few years.
We have, as a profession, have still not kept pace with other professionals.
Becky Pringle is president of the National Education Association, a labor union with 3 million members, including Terry Hebel. Pringle says the fact that teachers' salaries are less than other Americans with comparable education and experience means they're often priced out of the communities where they work.
We're finding that to be more and more of the case where educators can't live where they teach, because the housing costs are so high.
While the cost of living has risen, some teachers haven't felt the full effect of inflation combined with their own educational debt. They haven't had to pay their student loans, which are paused until August 31st. Marguerite Rosa directs the Edunomics Lab at Georgetown.
You could have a student loan payment that was $400 a month, and you don't have to pay it right now. So it may feel to many teachers like they might be flush with cash, but this is also temporary.
Rosa says a lot of the educators with loans are likely to be young teachers, who are also the most likely to quit. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.